Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well, although I should ask you, because I think you just came off of a spring break trip, right?
I sure did, yeah. Took the family on the classic family road trip. We headed east, we went to New Orleans for a couple nights, and then we went to Florida. Kind of the panhandle of Florida. Yeah,
yes.
It was great. And the drive was thankfully pretty uneventful. Although I was thinking about, like, you know, we never had iPads growing up. And it was like, we used to do those road trips with our family. And I'm like, my God, like, we must have driven our parents crazy with, like, just questions or comments or whatever. Just talk. Like, yeah, it must have been just madness back then. So. Anyway,
I don't know how I entertain myself either. But, you know, the reason I brought up spring break is because we put together another spring break mix. Our volume one was such a big hit. We had such a fun time putting together a mix for spring break that we thought, you know what? It's that time of year. Spring is here. It's arrived. Let's put together a volume two.
Yeah, totally agree. Like last year, I think it was a lot of fun putting together, just thinking about songs that would go on a spring break mix. And yeah, same deal this time. So I think what we're going to do, we decided we're going to do the format where it's kind of a side A and side B, where the first six songs are the six that I pick. That'll be side A. And then you will be on side B. And I mean, I'll be honest, I've been scarred from the past with our Instagram followers clearly favoring your music. So I don't know if I want to throw out a contest, but maybe it's inevitable and I just shouldn't fight it, you know?
You know, I feel like you've got a good fighting chance this round, though. you've got some good picks. So who knows? And I went like a pretty strong party hard route. So we'll see. I'm up for it, you know, but I don't want you to have any emotional damage or anything. That's not the goal.
So I think I'm strong enough. All right. We'll do the Instagram poll and we'll see which side is better. But I just have a feeling based on past results that, you know, Samer, you might best me once again.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'm rooting for you. And you gotta fight for your wins here, which is a great little segue for our first song, your first pick. And it is just a classic opening to a spring break mix, Fight for Your Right by Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this one was just perfect. I mean, especially the start. I really intentionally put this one as the first song because you get that guitar riff and then everything else kicks in. And they're just screaming. Like, this is not singing by any means, right?
Yes.
Like, this is just them screaming into the mic. And the words are ridiculous, but it'll definitely get you ready for a party. And so I thought it was perfect for spring break. And you're right. I mean, it's definitely a classic.
It is. The fun bit that I learned about this that I'd never known before is that this was apparently supposed to be like a parody. Like, they were kind of making fun of parties, like, and the vibe and, you know, oh, you got to fight for your right to party. But then that completely backfired and it literally became the anthem of party goers for like generations. You know, it's like we've covered songs like that before. I think like Smashing Pumpkins, the song Today, where he's, you know, ironically saying today is the greatest day and it's actually the worst day. But then finally he is like, OK, fine, you can make it a happy song.
Right.
So this is in that category, which I thought was so funny. But you're absolutely right. Like, great, great party song. And even though that's not what they intended, it absolutely works for it. So nice, strong opening pick. All right. Your second song. This one I was not familiar with, but I really liked it. And it is Battle Flag by Low Fidelity All Stars.
Yeah, so the original Battle Flag is actually by a band called Pigeonhead. And they came out with it, and it had like moderate success. And it sounds nothing like this one. Then Low Fidelity All Stars got a hold of it. This was all in the late 90s. And they remixed it into this. Now, I first heard this song in, I wouldn't call it a classic movie, but it did star two Oscar winners, Forces of Nature with Sandra Bullock and Ben Affleck. Are you familiar with this movie, Samer?
I am not, no.
Don't see it, okay? Nobody should go see it. And even if, I shouldn't even say if, when Sandra Bullock and Ben Affleck eventually come on the show, they will probably say the same thing. Like, look, not our best
sure.
one, right? Don't go see it. They probably had fun making the movie. But I bring up that movie only because, Samer, do you know what year that movie came out, Forces of Nature?
I do not, no.
Well, it was 1999. And so it's a little bit of a teaser because we got a 1999 mix coming up for our 99th mixtape.
Oh, nice. Yes. That's awesome.
Yes. And so originally I was like, oh my gosh, this song is from 1999. But I think it was from 1998 that this actually came out. So mm-hmm. just missed out. But it's shown up in a ton of other movies. People out there might be familiar with Coyote Ugly from the year 2000. That was in there. Anyway, it's just a great dance song. And the original is just okay. So this remix was totally worth it. And I think it'll get the party started, especially like you, if people just don't know this song. I think it's going to be a nice little surprise.
It really was, yeah. I picked up on, I was like, this kind of sounds like either Fatboy Slim track or like Prodigy. And it totally makes sense because they're like a drum and bass group. And both of those are like really good at that kind of electronic music. So I got really into this song. I actually think this is like my favorite of your six. Although there's a couple more here that I really love. So that's why I think you've got a real shot. We'll see. Nice. I also thought this could be like a really good walk-up like intro song. Our baseball walk-up mix still to date is like our most popular mix, so I think if we ever did a volume two of that one, we could throw this on here. Makes for a good contender
for sure.
All right, and track three you went with And We Danced by the Hooters.
Okay, so growing up, MTV was like a phenomenon, right? Like, I'm a lot older than Samer, maybe as old as a lot of our listeners, if not older, right? And every spring, they would do a week of shows from what I thought was some exotic locale, but turns out it was just Daytona Beach every year, right? But for 9-year-old me, I was like, where could they be in the world right now? This is incredible. And it was Daytona Beach. So
amazing.
But yeah, this is, by the way, it's definitely worth going down the rabbit hole of MTV spring break performances. But the Hooters were one of them. They came on, I think, multiple years, and they did this song. And that's a totally 80s song. Like, you know right from the jump what decade this song is from. But it's also perfect for like spring break because it's just about meeting a girl and dancing with her. Which, hey, you're right. On spring break. That's a perfect time for it.
Yes. So, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned, it being like an 80s song. Because in my notes here, I wrote verbatim. At first, I was like, what is this song? And then the beat kicked in and I was like, oh, right. Yes, this is an 80s party anthem. It is very 80s. It's actually from 1985, right smack in the middle of the decade. Which is a great year, for other reasons. Wonderful year. But I agree. It paints that great little picture of like seeing someone in the tension of getting closer and dancing and having that connection. You're absolutely right. Like that's like a great theme for spring break, like meeting someone you're interested in and dancing and seeing where that takes you. And and perhaps maybe it takes you somewhere like downtown, which is track four here, and it is Downtown by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, featuring a whole bunch of amazing guest stars on this track as well.
Yeah, the song's just amazing, but I was like, you know what? Maybe sometimes you don't get to go on the big spring break and you just like stay home and you check out your city's downtown, right? And just kind of cruise around a little bit. So I thought this would be appropriate for those who don't get to go on the big spring break trip. But I love this song. It just focuses on, you know, buying a moped, driving it around your town, yes, and just enjoying yourself. My favorite thing is in the third verse where he yells at his neighbor who tells him he's going too fast, tells him to sit the hell down.
Going 38, Dan.
Going 38, Dan. Yeah. That's great. And I mean, that's the ultimate shout out. I feel like if he really does have a neighbor named Dan, I think that would just be right. Incredible. I would be really flattered if I was included in a song like this.
This song, it's rare that a song will make me laugh out loud. And this song made me laugh out loud multiple times. Like, it is classic kind of silly Macklemore at, you know, doing his thing with great lyrics that are really cleverly written. And just talking about something super random, right? Like, I think this goes right up there with Thrift Shop. I don't think it was as big as Thrift Shop, but it should be, because like the subject matter is just as funny and the lines here are great. So really nice pick. But yeah, I love it. I called out that line too. Oh my gosh. I just literally had to pause and just laugh for 60 seconds.
And no matter how many times I hear the song, that part always makes me laugh. Yeah.
All right. Track number 5. We couldn't have a spring break mix without featuring a Pitbull track. So I'm so happy that you put one on here. And it is Fireball by Pitbull.
Yeah, I feel, you know, we talk a lot about DJ Khaled a lot, like, you know, starting his songs off by identifying himself and then declaring we the best, right?
Yep.
You know, well ahead of DJ Khaled was Pitbull declaring himself, I'm Mr. Worldwide. Right? Like, that was his little tagline at the beginning of every one of his songs. And so you get this here, you're immediately in a good mindset. I mean, this song's really fun. And I think it's a really good song. The part that I think is relevant is the part where they slow it down, you know, like we're bringing it down. And then they bring it back and everybody goes crazy. Because growing up, we only had the song Shout. Right. Every now and then the song Shout would come on the radio and it was in Animal House and you got the A Little Bit Softer Now and then it's a little bit louder. But honestly, if you play Shout at a party right now, like, people aren't going to be into it. Okay.
No,
it doesn't hold up. So I feel like having Fireball in there and being able to change the tempo at the party and then bring it back up, I think it's worthwhile and worth including on this mix.
I mean, if you are a musician and you're looking for just like a one hit wonder, like, be the next generation song where you bring it a little bit lower, you bring it back higher. Brilliant. You are bound for success.
It can't fail. That plan can't fail.
It cannot fail. It literally cannot fail. I love the Mr. Worldwide branding. I wrote here, I need to brand myself somehow because I am missing out. Like, I just think in our next intro, whenever you're like, Samra, how are you doing? I'm just going to say something like, I don't know, Mr. New York here, checking in. I don't know. I'm going to workshop it. It needs some work.
It's true, though. I mean, look, these guys, yeah. I don't know. Like, I've never seen Pitbull's passport, right? Like, he maybe has never left Miami, but I'm like, right. I'm pretty sure he's been everywhere. The guy's called Mr. Worldwide. Okay.
I see. I thought you were going somewhere different. I thought you were saying that his name is actually Pitbull Worldwide on his passport. So he's actually Mr. Worldwide. It's his formal name.
There he is. Pitbull O'Donnell Worldwide. The O'Donnell's a family name. That's his middle name, right? Yes. But Pitbull O'Donnell Worldwide. Yeah, that's his God-given name.
Yeah. Well, I think that if Pitbull were to leave Miami, he would do so by being on a boat. And that brings us to your last pick of side A, I'm on a Boat by The Lonely Island featuring T-Pain.
Yeah, look, okay, maybe you take a cruise on spring break, right? Maybe you do like the one-day boat excursion. But either way, the reflex of anyone once they get on the boat is to take that selfie or group picture and post that they are on a boat. And so the first time I heard the song by Lonely Island, I was like, this is perfect, because you see this all the time. People have to point out when they are on a boat. So that's what Lonely Island does so well, is that they sing what they're singing so seriously. And it's just, amazing when they do it. And so love this song. It's a great party song too. Like, it's going to bring energy throughout. The lyric I called out, I'm the king of the world on a boat like Leo. If you're on the shore, then you're sure not me. Oh, because of course they're on a boat.
Right. I love lines like that. That's so great. I am amazed that like a parody band managed to get a 2-time multi-platinum certification by the RIA. Like, that is incredible, right? Like, that is pretty rare. So that really does speak to like the musical talent and like the lyrical talent and the videos too. Like, if you've got 30 minutes to kill, just go watch some Lonely Island music videos, because they are hysterical. They really fit the music very well.
Yeah, and I'm on a boat just narrowly beat out Jack Sparrow featuring The Lonely Island and Michael Bolton. Okay, that's an incredible music video if you're going to watch that one.
Yes. So,
all right, well, there was side A. All right, we're going to pop the tape out. We're going to flip it around. We're going to go to side B. Sam, these are all of your picks, all right? So track 7, first track on side B, you've got Let Go by RAC, Kelly, and MDNR.
Yes. Okay. So my mood for these 6 songs is to basically like start off kind of a night of partying and end at just absolute raging. like that's like, not that I ever have done that. But let's say that I had done that.
Let's say in theory that happened once upon a time.
In theory.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this kind of sets the mood, and I think also one thing to do anytime you go on a trip, ideally, is you want to like let go, like whatever you're carrying, like leave that all behind. I don't think that that's actually kind of like what this song is about. What it's actually about is like letting go of, like someone is like very angry and like they're just trying to, people don't know why the narrator likes this person and he's trying to convince them to just like let go of their anger and stuff like that. But I just view it as like a message of letting go. It's a very important message. It's good to do that. It also just sets the tone a little bit. It's like a really cool kind of laid back vibe to it. I like love this album by RAC. They do like a lot of really cool electronic mixes. It's off the album Strangers. Cheap Sunglasses, track 16 on that album is also excellent. But yeah, so I think like want to just set the tone, like let everything go. You're going on spring break. And here's like a cool vibe shift to start the night out.
Totally agree on the vibe of this one. Really, really loved it. I thought it was a perfect combination of like energy and like laid back all at the same time. Right? Like definitely, nice. Definitely not putting you to sleep, but also not so amped up. So now that I know that's what you were going for, I really think you nailed it with this first one.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. So track 2 on side B, track 8 overall, you've got Little Things by Lewis the Child, Quinn 92, and Chelsea Cutler.
Is real music dying? What even is real music, and who are we to judge that? Well, my father is a lifelong musician, and together we've been making music for over a decade. In our new podcast, we dare to ask the urgent, the weird, and the deep questions, and we have a lot of wild stories to tell. No matter what genres you enjoy, whether you're a musician, a producer, or a listener, we invite you to discover unconventional perspectives on music. So tune in, and go follow Mad Makings of Music wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Okay. So this also features John Bellion, who I've on the track, and he's not named in the title, but they worked with John in the song, and you can really hear it, especially there's like the da-da-dum, like in the chorus. And that's like his signature kind of sound. So it definitely sounds like a John Bellion song for sure. But this, you know, here you're trying to like elevate your energy a little bit more. You're trying to get a little bit more loose and just kind of connect with yourself. I also love the message too. You know, it's like here they sing, and there will come a time when we're slowing down, we'll hold on to memories, memories. And then later they sing, every single second is golden, hold on to the moment. And so I think that's also a really good message, because oftentimes spring break is so short. You know, it's like, even if it's a week long, that week goes by so fast. So do your best to kind of stay present, enjoy the moment, hold on to it, and create some really, hopefully some really fun memories that you can look fondly back on when you're older. So yeah, this is kind of like easing you now into that little bit higher energy, but still that message of like, you've got this, you know, enjoy every moment.
Yeah, I like that. And it fits the song fits like a party situation, right? So you can just play the song. Mm-hmm. No one's really going to question it. But yeah, I love the lyrics here and how, I mean, it's absolutely true. Like, you got to value the little things. And you know, even amongst these big parties and big trips you might be taking around spring break, I mean, ultimately it is those little things that you remember. So yeah, great song, great little reminder for people out there when they're trying to travel and do big things, that it's usually the little things that they're going to remember. So track 9, you've got Titanium by David Guetta and Sia.
Okay, so now the energy's starting to turn up a little bit, right? So this song does start a little bit on the mellow side, but then it just kind of, you know, it hits really hard. There's a great drop, really good dance anthem. So I view this as like the bridge track to what happens in, you know, tracks 10 through 12. To try to also connect this to like an ongoing theme, I think this is a great message of like not letting anyone like take you down, you know? So Sia is singing about like, you shout it out, I can't hear a word you say, I'm talking loud, you know, I'm criticized, but all your bullets ricochet. Like, just enjoy yourself, you know? Like, if you are feeling self-conscious about getting on the dance floor because you don't know how to dance and you might feel silly, like, who cares? Like, people are not gonna, even if they judge you, that's on them, that's not on you. So definitely just like enjoy yourself, let loose, and have a really good time. And so that's why thematically I really like this song, but then sonically my goal here is to try to start to bring that energy level up a little bit more. And Sia is just, I mean, her voice, I've talked about it, I obsess over her voice. It is so good, and it's really good mixed on top of electronic music. Like, it just has this energy and kind of like fire to it that matches kind of the lower bass beat. And so I think like the pairing, I mean, David Guetta like knocked this one out of the park working with her. So it's awesome. I really like this track.
Yeah, this is a great one. I think this is on one of her motivation mixes. If not, it's just on a running mix that I always listen to when I'm running. But it's yeah, one of my favorites for sure. I love it at this point in the night, right? Like, you need something to keep you going. And look, you can party all night. You're Titanium. You're never going to break, right? This also reminds me of when we were, when my wife and I were shopping for like a wedding band for me. I really like the idea of having a Titanium ring. And the person at the jewelry store was like, yeah, you're not going to want to do that. And I was like, why not? And they're like, well, okay, if something happens to your hand, like, they're not going to get the ring off and they're just going to take off your finger. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. Okay. Well, yeah, how about the silver? How about the silver? Let's go with that.
Yikes.
Yeah, so that's a warning I got about Titanium, because they're like, no, like, you know, they really can't break it. You know that, right? Like, they really can't. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So yeah, so it's a real thing. Like, you really can't break Titanium. So everyone should go out there and try to be like Titanium.
Yes, that's a good note. That's a good note.
All right, track 10, you've got Sovereign Light Cafe, the Afrojack remix by Keane.
So yeah, so in keeping with the theme of escalating the energy and getting a little bit more into it, this has one of my favorite drops of like an electronic song that's not like a SoundCloud remix, which tend to be really dirty remixes. Like, those can just, you know, go nuts. This one is, you know, a little bit more mainstream, let's say. You know, you've got Afrojack, you've got Keane. It's a great pop song. I picked this song here specifically because I have a lot of memories of, I think, in graduate school, listening to this song during one of our like spring breaks. I think spring break in a graduate program is the greatest thing ever, because you're basically an adult at that point. And they're like, here you go, have like a week or two off. And it is glorious. So have a lot of fond memories of those spring breaks for sure. You know, because it's not like you're like going home to your parents necessarily. Like you're like, cool, I've got like an apartment. Like I'm a real person now. And so, yeah, so it was a lot of fun. And so I have like fond memories of listening to this song, like turned up really loud whenever the drop hits and just kind of dancing and letting loose and jumping around in my house. And yeah, it's really fun. And I had never actually listened to the lyrics because I just mostly focused on the music, but I really liked the lyrics too. You know, I like this one line where he sings, "You've got nothing to hide. You can't change who you really are. You can get a big house and a faster car. You can run away, boy, but you won't go far." And so, you know, maybe a different message here of like, you know, you might be using spring break as an escape, but truly like you come back, right? Like it's just a week. You're going to come back and kind of still be who you are for the most part. So I like that. Maybe that's the theme there for this song.
I love this because I went back and listened to Sovereign Light Cafe, just the original by Keane. And I think it's so cool to contrast that with the remix, because that's a really cool song, but it just takes on a whole different dimension with the remix here. So I think that's really cool when you're able to have kind of the same song, but just in two very distinct and unique ways like this. So yeah, it was a really good pick, a really surprising one too. This is not a song that I would have been like, yeah, you know, they need to remix more Keane into like electronic dance.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, track 11, home stretch here. We've got GDFR by Flo Rida, Sage the Gemini, and Lucas.
So one of my favorite things before we get into the track itself is in the first season of the show Silicon Valley, where the billionaire investor was still played by that actor who unfortunately I think died after the filming of season one, so that's why they had to change his role. But he throws a party at his place, and he introduces Flo Rida as just Florida.
Yeah, like, I do remember that.
Here's Florida. And I mean, if you're like me, like how many of you were like, oh my God, right, Flo Rida is just Florida. I had never put that together. So I think that's amazing. I love this track. I think it was also from a Fast and Furious soundtrack, and similar to our Volume 1, I felt like I couldn't have a spring break mix without featuring music from Fast and the Furious, because like those movies are just, they're so over the top, and they do feature really good music for this type of a mix. Like you probably am not going to be putting any like any sorrowful or introspective songs off of Fast and Furious. Although I say that, and then they had that one Paul Walker
say,
like, tribute
like,
song,
come on.
And that was
like, there's definitely
that was heartbreaking.
One. This song may or may not be from Fast and Furious 6, which I watched last night, or I don't know anything about those movies. I don't know what you're talking about, Sammer.
Right.
That's what I meant to say to all the listeners.
Right.
There.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This actually uses a sample of Lowrider by War, which once I read that, I was like, right, yes, I knew that sounded so familiar. And I think that that is like some of the magic of this song. But yeah, you know what? It's going down for real. Like now the party is like really turned up. I think the lines are also just so well written and also kind of make me chuckle. One of the ones is my favorite where he sings, "Yeah, my girl, you've never seen her because my tint's by limousines." But he says it like by limousinas or something like that. He makes it work. But I just think that's so clever because it's like he has someone that, you know, he's dating, but you can't see her because all of his like car tints are done by limousinas. And so like that's very dark. And they're like typically one way. So I just think like lines like that make me chuckle. Great song, though. Really, really cool beat.
Great song. Great song. You mentioned the sample. Like when I just saw this on the list, I didn't recognize this by title. But once that sample kicks in, I was like, oh, I know this one. Oh, this is a great one. So I was just all in from that point on. So this is a song I've heard tons of times, but never knew the title. And so that was good
awesome.
That I now know the title. Feel good about that. But yeah, just incredible song. I mean, perfect for a party mix like this. And a good lead in to our last pick. Last pick on side B, track 12 overall. You've got Pursuit of Happiness, the extended Steve Aoki remix by Kid Cudi, MGMT, and Ratatat.
Yeah. So you may know this or recognize this immediately if you ever watched the like the quote unquote found footage film of called Project X, which was like done in the style of like a documentary, quote unquote, of like this, these kids who throw this massive house party. And the night gets progressively more insane and out of control. And like it turns into this huge block party by the end of the night, and everything gets trashed, and you know, everyone's doing drugs and drinking. And it's like a, it's again done in the style as if it actually happened, but of course it's fictional. But I watched this, I think also in graduate school, and loved the song. The trailer also features this song. And I think it's a perfect way to cap a, you know, if you are going to have a crazy night with or without alcohol and drugs, you can, you know, that's no pressure here. I'm not condoning the use or whatever. But if you're going to have like a wild night where you have a lot of fun and you're making a lot of good memories, this is like a really cool way to kind of just go nuts and just let yourself loose and hopefully have a lot of fun to cap things out before sleep finally takes over. So I just love this song and I love the energy of it. And, you know, putting together this mix, like with the MGMT song, like kind of remixed in this way, to your point about like the Keen version, it sounds so different. It's like so hyped up. So I really love that about it.
Yeah. And this one fits too, because I think in the last verse, he talks about waking up the next day. Right. So I think you did a good job right there, kind of bookending, you know, kind of the laid back feel. And then we get this hitting hard at the end. And then even lyrically, it talks about kind of, you know, the aftermath of a night like that. So really well done on your part.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, there you have it. It's another Spring Break super awesome mix for your collection. Okay, we're going to post the poll. Okay, if it's side A, that's mine. Side B is Sammer's. All right, so go easy on me. All right, but let me know what you think. All right, and in the meantime, Sammer and I will get to work on our next super awesome mix. So for Sammer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.